Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Talking Baseball. Game one of the World Series has been played. The Dodgers won. Let's discuss it calmly. Hello and welcome to Talking Baseball. We thank you very much for joining us. Game one of the World Series is over. The Dodgers win. Does not go the Rays' way. We're coming to you live from the Roosevelt Studios in the Bronx. That's RSVLTS.com. Myself, Jimmy, Jake sitting right to my left, Bug Dude behind the dish. Trevor Plouffe is not with us today. He is camping. A family camping trip, he says he's been doing since he was a youth. Yeah. Says he's always watched the World Series on this camping trip, and he couldn't get out of it. So hopefully the series goes 6-7 games, and we get to see him in Arlington when we're there. We'll see. We'll see. This episode is brought to you by our most recent patrons, and those people are Eden Vannon, Travis Miller, Tyler Casanova, Nicholas McCormick, Victor Montana, Nicholas Adler, Oakland Richie, Austin Crawford, Michael Gare, Kyle Zinzer, Tyler Hansel, and literally just came through 20 seconds ago, KSTP Daft.
Bang!
So thank you very much to those people. They can hang out with us, a little pregame show. Little pregame show today was about my awful morning, so yeah. If you want those details. It really wasn't awful. It was kind of so funny that it wasn't awful. If you want those details, right. Patrons got them, not for the public. And then a little post-game show. They're part of the little community here during the live shows and all that. Jake, how are you doing?
Good morning, James. Good morning, producer Big Baby David Mendelson. Good morning, the ghost of Trevor Plouffe. I'm doing well, man.
CIP.
I'm doing well. Yeah, man. Seriously.
CIP.
Yep. I'm doing well. Game one, you know, for me, it felt like it was two paths. It felt like easy under pitcher's duel, which, dude, in hindsight, you totally forget the first three innings looked that way. Or it felt like one of these guys between Glasnow's performances and Kershaw's playoff history, that one of these guys was going to get jumped. And Glass ends up getting it late. The Dodgers look really good. Man, and the only thing that I've come down on Glass now, because in our live stream last night, thank you to everyone that watched live with us. We have a lot of fun in there. Come watch live with us. I do wonder, you know, because it happened that third time through the lineup, and that's the magic number in baseball now. And, man, just like looking back at this Rays lineup, you know, If Kershaw pitched against these Dodgers, I think he would have got knocked around pretty well, too. And I bet Glasnow's day would have been a lot better. That's not how sports work, though. So I don't know. I'm good with it. The Dodgers look good. Belly continues. There were some question marks about his shoulder coming into this after the celebration. They go full toe taps, which is a good time. For kind of a blowout win, this was a good World Series game one. Entertaining, not too much funny business. No real botched plays?
No, I don't think so. I don't like the play with Mookie at home, but that wasn't botched, stolen base.
That was just kind of one of those coin flip baseball plays that, I don't know, do help decide games. Mm-hmm. And the Rays were on the bad side of it yesterday.
Yeah, we can get into a lot of this after the burn. I was trying to find my reaction to the lineup.
Okay.
On the pregame show.
Yeah.
Because I was at the forefront of that. I was reading the lineup live. It didn't make any sense to me. But I can't find it, so whatever. And it's not worth it. I don't know. The Rays must win. I think it sucks that I've been pitted as like a Glasnow hater now, because I'm not. I'm just, the hype was too much.
Yeah.
The hype was way too much.
That's not his fault.
No, not his fault at all.
MLB saw a tall, handsome white pitcher and was like, let's make this guy a star.
And his stuff is amazing.
But the results ain't there yet.
I mean, this was a very bad result. This is 6 earned runs.
Yeah.
I mean, as bad as you get.
Six walks,
yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's do the burn, and then we can discuss some of the individual plays and how this affects the rest of the series. All right. Before we go to the burn, I got to tell you a little bit about DraftKings. Week 6 of football is in the books, and now it's time to review the tape and get ready for Week 7. There's no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 7, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now, because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. On top of that great sign-up offer, DraftKings offers great odds boosts every Sunday to help you make it rain. Don't worry, football isn't for you. DraftKings is giving you, all you basketball fans, a 200% profit boost on any basketball market. Once you sign up, DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure. Three words never said about Jake Storielli. They make it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code JOMBO when you sign up to get up to $1,000. That's code JOMBO to sign up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or only. New Jersey only. Bonus comprised of first deposit bonus and a first bet match. Each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times play through. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. Burn time.
Bang.
On your mark. Get set. And burn, Jakey. Burn!
The Fall Classic World Series Game 1 as Tampa tries to raise up the hunk of metal for the first time versus the Los Angeles Dodgers, trying to win it all for the first time since 88. Wow, Jim, not even our lifetime. The grizzled vet, literally, Clayton Kershaw versus Tyler Durden Glasnow as he tries to fight club his way through this Dodgers lineup. Pitchers do well early as we're scoreless through three. Bellinger. Gotta show you how I wrote that on the sheet. Cody stays hot with a two-run homer to give LA the lead. Yeah, well, what we do around here is you add a little bit of Kiermaier to the dough and it makes the whole thing taste better. The pride of Fort Wayne, Indiana, Kevin Kiermaier, hot. Solo shot cuts the Dodgers lead in half. In the fifth, third time through the lineup. Infield in, grounder to Yandy, but Mookie bets on himself, beats the throw. Then, like your cheap buddy at the strip club, here's three singles. Smith, ooh. Taylor, and Hernandez, sounding like a law firm. Four runs in the six for the Dodgers, 6-1, make it 7. Mook maker, make me a match. Hit me a bomb, catch me a catch. Mookie fiddles one off the roof. Rays get a little rally going with Brasseau and Kiermaier. Ribby singles, but a line drive snagged by Gonzalez as he says Zanin no way to a Rays comeback. Kershaw goes all Jack Hanna, gets the monkey off his back. 6 innings pitch, 2 hits, 1 earned run, 8 Ks. Looked gross, double entendre. Clayton to Floro to Gonzalez to Baez to Kelly. Dodgers take game 1, 8-3 final.
Looked gross. His pitches and his stuff. Double. And his face and hat and hair.
Not the face.
His hat and hair.
He's going for a gross look. Oh, yeah. We can all admit that.
I think it was great when we said, like, you know, Trev said, if I got to the World Series, I'd get a fresh cut and make sure I looked good on the national stage. And Kershaw was very much like, I don't care. Been here before, and that never worked for me.
What was Kershaw's first World Series? I'd love to see if I can find a picture of him from it. Was it like
2017?
2017.
Yeah. Yeah. Find a picture of 2017 World Series Kershaw. Let's see if he looks all like.
I guarantee you, he's clean. Looks good. Let's see.
Find it.
I can't tell. I think it's cleaner. I think it's his generic look.
Let me see.
It's tough to say. I typed in Clayton Kershaw 2017 World Series, and it just looks like kind of generic Clayton Kershaw.
I think those are all from now. I don't know.
Can't tell.
Thanks, Google. How did you write out that one line?
Thanks, Google.
The Bellinger.
Oh.
And what was it?
So I've been doing the get in my belly, wanted to mix it up from that. Yeah. So I was trying to do the Goldfinger Bellinger. Goldfinger.
What's gold? I don't know that reference, I guess.
It's James Bond.
Oh. Okay.
So I tried doing Bellinger, and what I wrote was Bellinger, comma, noise. So when I got there.
Confuse yourself.
Lost. Jake Brain got Jake.
There was something else I wanted to ask about on this burn.
Okay.
What's Jack Hanna? Monkey?
He's like the famous, he was the famous animal guy before Steve Irwin, RIP. But Jack Hanna wasn't like crazy Steve Irwin putting his hand in Gator's mouth. He was like the Tonight Show.
Tyler Durden, Glasnow, Fight Club, tries to fight his way. Okay. There was another one that I was like, what was that one?
Fiddler on the Roof song.
The
Kiermaier one.
Yes, what's that? Okay, and then Smith, Taylor, and Hernandez sounded like a law firm. Agree.
Yeah.
I think if it was really a law firm, it'd be Hernandez, Smith, and Taylor.
Ooh, it's interesting. I don't know. I had Hernandez as the new guy, like the office is trying to be more 2020 get people involved. The Kiermaier one, I got a little lost in. I went full Jake with it, and I was trying to do just kind of, he's a Midwest guy, but he's like the pride of the Midwest. Like, I think a lot of the Midwest sees themselves as Kevin Kiermaier, where I think Kevin's,
really? I think he's like I think he's a Florida guy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think the Midwest people think that they have a little Kiermaier in them. Like, they're proud of their Midwest boy being hot.
Yeah, where's Kiermaier from? Balls.
Indiana.
That doesn't add up.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what I was doing. But what was the dough? I don't really know. It was just the Midwest. Like, you know, the secret is you put a little Kiermaier in the dough there. So that's what I was going for.
So if anyone didn't catch that one, it's fair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was trying to do the kind of the weird DJ thing. It got funky.
Great job.
I think I have a picture of 2017 Kershaw putting it on the screen.
Interested.
Don't know how well you'll be able to see
Interested.
It.
Here it comes. 2017 Kershaw.
One, two, a one, two, three, four.
Yeah, that's kind of what we were looking at.
Yeah, it's kind of the same guy, just a cleaner hat.
Okay.
He cared.
He cared. He had his look, and he cared.
He looked good. He was hitting that low cutter, slider.
He looked good. I keep talking myself out of it a little bit because this wasn't a lineup, man.
No, the
what
Rays.
The hell?
The Rays really put out a bad lineup.
The Rays outraised themselves yesterday.
Yeah, I think they did because, and I even tweeted like putting Renfro in the lineup. One bad move, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He's gotten three hits or two hits this whole postseason. Everyone's like, well, he crushes lefties. Well, fucking, it's Kershaw. That's not like your average just straight up lefty out of the pen or lefty. Then they're like, well, he's got a history against Kershaw. Yeah, a bad one.
Yeah.
So where are the analytics that say put Renfro in against Kershaw? And then even if you do put Renfro in against Kershaw, why would you put him behind Randy or Rosarena and give your star player zero protection?
Yeah.
I would have put Randy in the outfield and Brasso at DH and Brasso behind Randy.
Yeah.
And I think then, or you put Randy lead off and you put Yandy DH and or Margot lead off and then Lau, then Randy, then Yandy.
Yeah.
There was a lot of better ways they could have done this. And this isn't Monday morning quarterback because I said this as soon as I saw the lineup. I said, Kershaw could, maybe he would have shut down any order that they put him in, but I thought it was really weird and really dumb from the jump.
And I think the Rays do this. The Rays like to push buttons to make you think. And the Rays do or die game with Houston, they batted Margot leadoff. So I wonder if they thought, you know, Kershaw's prepping for Margot leadoff. We'll get in their head a little bit and we'll put Renfro for. I also think when they do that, they're trying to spark a guy, and Renfro has you know, he had the one bloop double in the Houston series.
It ain't spark season. It's hot hand season.
Yeah.
In the World Series.
I agree with you. And that's where I didn't like in the Houston series when they used Brasso, they batted him lead off, I think. And I would rather, you know, slide Brasso down the lineup, have him, you know, 4, 5, 6, something like that. A little less pressure on him. And, you know, it can kind of be that's when the Rays raid the right way. You're like, okay, here's the 6-hole hitter. This guy hits lefties at a 1.2 OPS clip. So the other reasoning I heard around this, and maybe they were worried a little bit too much about defense and getting Renfro in. I heard they didn't have Brasso start because he would have been the only righty on the bench. So they were saving him for a matchup later in the game, which, to your point, would have been the same thing if you bench Renfro. So I think they were trying to spark Renfro for this series. They, you know, he might end up on the bench for the rest of the way. I don't know. We'll see. 7 games can be a long time. But, yeah, they tried to press a button, and it backfired on them, and it made their 4-9 hitters just easy work for Clayton, man. After his first inning, he was in cruise control.
Yeah, I mean,
too easy.
Wendell,
for a World Series game,
Joey Wendell, Adamas, Kiermaier, 1-2-3, and then after that, Zunino, Yandy, Brandon Lau, 1-2-3, and then after that, Randy, Hunter, Margot, 1-2-3, and then Kiermaier finally popped him, but you know it was out, solo shot by Kiermaier, out, and then the next inning, 1-2-3, and then he was done.
Yeah.
Kershaw had an easy night. I mean, I'm not trying.
He did great.
Both buckets are full. Kershaw was really good. I don't think the Rays put their best effort out there against Kershaw.
Once Kershaw got out of that first inning, he had that little bobble play in the throw to first, which he recovered and he made nicely.
I got to rewatch that one at bat. I'm going to find it. Okay. I'm going to show it to you. Right before Kiermaier, the Adamas at bat.
Oh, yeah.
Let me pull that up. I might do like a 30-second breakdown on it.
Three pitches, like, top five.
1-2, bam, bam, bam.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was easy work, and that's, again, when the Rays ray and it looks right, it's kind of beautiful. These guys end up matchups that put them in the right position, and, you know, it's not the names you expect. And, hey, they put it together, a little rally late that really could have made this game tight. Zunino lines out to the pitcher. But, yeah, man, once Clayton got rolling, it was just easy work, man. And the only mistake he ends up making is to Kiermaier, a 1-0 slider, which, you know, Kiermaier's finding a nice little niche for himself because he's not as skilled with the bat that I think he just – kind of looks for one pitch and swings hard, and it pays off in the playoffs.
He's said that before, too, like, yeah. He just hunts. Look at this at-bat. I know you saw it live, but just to Adamas. First pitch, strike low. Nice pitch,
nice
hits
pitch.
His spot. 0-1 is the count. Next pitch, so we went fastball to open him up. The 0-1 pitch, he goes curve just right in the middle of the zone, freezes
it's
him.
It's a good curve.
Yeah, but it's right in the middle. Like, it's not get him to chase curve. He's probably sitting fastball, and I can probably just throw this in.
Yeah.
And then the next pitch, slider or cutter. Oh, that's it. We got.
It's 200th postseason K.
Oh.
Him and Verlander.
So they're re-showing all three. This is the better video then.
Okay.
Why'd they do that?
Yeah.
I mean, one, fastball, curveball, little slider. I mean, just the easiest at bat.
I do think those are pretty good pitches.
I'm not taking away from that. He had no fear.
No.
He's not throwing
those. He shouldn't.
He's not throwing those if the batter isn't Adamas.
And he shouldn't. Maybe. I don't know. Kershaw was really good. Credit to him. He got rolling. That bottom half of the lineup was zero threat. That's something we reference a lot on Talking Baseball. You know, sometimes you cannot be the most productive guy, but be a threat. That's kind of what you're saying about Adamas there. Kershaw wasn't scared to leave anything over the middle because Adamas hasn't done anything in three postseason series.
That curveball has nice shape and depth and break to it, but
it starts at his head, above his head.
It drops right in the middle.
It's Clayton Kershaw, baby. So good for Clayton. And hey, you know, at the same time, B. Lau goes 0 for 4. Arozarena goes 0 for 3 with a walk. Yandy goes 1 for 4, so he got that first hit, and then he was dead. So, you know, we're going at the second half of the Rays lineup. The top half didn't do much either. And the Dodgers explode that one inning, and the play that you referenced before, I think, is, you know, we did this live, and people watched with us. I think it was good baseball all around. Yandy Diaz, infield in, chopper. To his right, he makes a nice play on it. His momentum is going that way. Throws home, makes a nice throw home. Betts beats it out. Really good base running by Mookie. A good play by Yandy, but at the same time, if you're not going to get the out, and I think that was Yandy's 10 out of 10 effort. I don't think Yandy could make that play any better. So I guess there is a world where he stabs that, looks at Mookie, and then walks and steps on first. But if that had happened, I think we'd be saying, like, could he have gotten Mookie? You know? So, I don't know. I don't fault him for it. Yeah. But that's one of those bang-bang plays that does change a baseball game.
Mookie Betts changed that game. I mean, he walked, yeah. And Glasnow walked the lead. He walked the leadoff runner. Glasnow walked the leadoff hitter in the fourth. Came around to score in the Bellinger home run, walked the leadoff hitter in the fifth, came around to score because Mookie put on a running display, speed kills, gets the walk, then steals second, then steals third, and then comes home on a out to the infield. I mean, to make it a 3-1 game.
Five tools.
Yeah.
You know, it kept saying Dansby was a soft five tools. Mookie's a hard five. He put on a display last night. Good for him. He gets the homer late. But, yeah, I mean, that, you know, that helped unravel everything with Glasnow. And, hey, you know, they threw Glasnow 112 pitches, 58 strikes. That's not good enough. He had six walks. And, again, I'm a little surprised. You know, they let him go that third time through the lineup, and he was clearly starting to struggle, which I was kind of saying before the game. I still think these managers are living in fear of a seven-game set. I think they don't want to overwork their bullpens because, you know, I mean, that's still a 2-1, 3-1 game. You know, he's pitching to Muncy when you had Yarborough up in the pen, who's a nasty lefty. So, yeah. You know, still trying to steal a couple outs down there, and that kind of blew the game open. And, you know, we'll be talking about it on the pregame show coming up later, but Yarborough, Fleming, Curtis out of the pen. The Rays don't use any of their good guys in what will be –
They're set up nicely for game two.
A little bit of a do-or-die game today. With
go Rays, baby. I need that game five.
Yeah.
Need that game five.
They're going to get it. Teaser.
I'll be raised out today.
And then, hey, how about Roberts on the other end trying to steal some outs? Floro comes in out of the end of their bullpen. He looks pretty rough. Gonzalez comes in. He gives up a pair of hits and a line drive to Zunino that could have made this like 8-5. And then, you know, Dodgers bullpen, blah, 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 snares it, double play. That's it. That's all pretty much. But, yeah, I don't know. What else happened in this game?
Not much. Like you said, I don't fault Roberts for trying to steal outs. Like we said on the live stream, two earned runs and.
Like you make that trade, unfortunately. Yeah, yeah. It sucks as a fan.
Save a bullpen arm and allow them two runs and yeah.
Sucks as a fan. Corey Seager with three walks, so we'll find out if he's still hot. But the Rays are a little scared of him. / Glasnow walked a lot of dudes last night. Muncy, 2 for 4 with a walk. Who else was good? Belly hits the homer. Chris Taylor has a good game. So how about that?
Good for the Dodgers.
Good for the Dodgers. They dominated. They felt good. They look good. I mean, in theory, they don't have to use their good bullpen. Which.
But they're bullpenning today.
Right. Right. So
and the Rays, it's an all. We'll do this on the pregame show. But yeah. The Rays, with the off day tomorrow, the Rays need to use their good guys. But they also need to get an early lead because.
I was going through, kind of this. The whole playoffs and thinking about, you know, these teams have been lining up their bullpens and teams have kind of been giving losses back and taking wins to reset their bullpen. I think if you're the Dodgers, you still need to throw your guys in the World Series today. Like, I still think you need to get Trent in an inning. I think you need to get Kenley in an inning, Brewster, to get that World Series out of them. So the Rays do need to be careful. Because, you know, if it's close or the Dodgers are up, I think you're getting good bullpen, which we haven't said in a lot of games yet. But yeah, that's a little teaser for the pregame show coming up later.
Teaser. Yeah, as soon as lineups are dropped, we'll do that. All right. I think we're good. I think we covered everything.
I think so. Anything else from the Rays? Yandy. Marco gets a hit. Joey Wendell off the wall, baby.
Beebs, do I need to run an ad?
Turner off the wall.
Okay.
Kiermaier good. Baseball.
Baseball. That's the end of the show. Thank you. We'll do it and I put it in. All right. Thank you guys very much for hanging out with us. Appreciate you. See you later on the pregame show and the live stream and then tomorrow for the recap. Jeez. Baseball.
Hey everybody, it's Talkin' Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.